Friends, let us start discussing on some of the financial aspects considering its periodicity. Finance is of normally two types. It is long term finance and small business finance or short term finance. There are varieties of the options which are available in the market, and the company has to choose a right option for the right investment and at the right time. So, considering this theme, this chapter of long-term finance and the small business finance will be divided into two parts. One, part A is a long-term financing, and which consists of the sources of long-term finance, and the another part, that is part B, will consist of the small business loans, and for that what is the source of finance is. So, broadly this is the structure of this chapter which we are going to discuss. The source of long-term finance, when I am referring to, is nothing but it is the agencies from whom the loan is obtained, is normally for the longer period. And in case of companies whose financial requirement is rather large, there are some of the sources, these are definite sources, which are available to the companies, which consist of the sourcing of funds from the capital market, then special financial institutions, then mutual funds, leasing companies, foreign sources, and some of the finance which can be picked up from the retained earning out of the total profit earned by the company. The common method which is adopted by the companies consists of meeting the short-term financial requirement. Cash credit is the arrangement where the banks lend the money in advance from time to time by fixing a specified limits to the company. This facility of the cash credit is granted against the security of the goods which are considered to be a stock with the company, or by creating the another type of document called a promissory note, which bears the signature of the authorized signatories of the companies. Another option is for the continuous source of finance is overdraft facilities, where the temporary arrangement, overdraft facilities for the temporary arrangement, which the borrowing company is entering into the agreement with the banks, which permits the company to overdraw from its current deposit account with the bank up to a certain threshold limit. The overdraft facility is also granted against other securities which are offered to the bank. The rate of interest which is charged on the cash credit and the overdraft is relatively much higher than the rate of interest on the bank deposit. Now let us understand and enter into the area of long-term finance in the part A of this chapter. Long-term financing is the form of financing that is provided for a period which is generally more than a year. Long-term financing services are provided to those business entities that faces the shortage of the capital. There are various long-term sources of finance, and it is different from short-term finance, which is normally used to provide money that has to be paid back within a year's time, which is under the short-term finance. The period may be a shorter than 1 year as well in the short-term finance. Examples of the long-term finance, which includes the 30 years mortgage or 10 years treasury note. Equity is another form of the long-term financing, such as when a company issues the stock to raise the capital for new projects. Purpose of long-term finance. It's very important. Why the long-term finance is required? First and basic function is financing for fixed assets. Financing for fixed assets. To finance the permanent part of the working capital, then expansion of the company, then increasing the facilities, then construction of the projects on the big scale, then provide the capital for funding for the operations, and this helps in adjusting the cash flow of the company. Which are those factors which determines the long-term financial requirement of the company? Nature of business, nature of goods produced, and technology used are the three main factors which influences and determines the long-term requirement of the finance. Now, if you consider these three factors, what could be the types of the long-term financing? Types, different types of the long-term financing. It may consist of different, it may be considered, classified into the different way. The kind of long-term financing that is provided to a company depends on its type. For example, the long-term finance that is provided to a sole proprietorship concern is different from that one which is received by a partnership firm. Use of the long-term financing. Long-term financing is used in a separate way by way of different types of the business entities. The business entities that are not the corporations are only supposed to use a long-term financing for the purpose of their debts. However, the corporation can use the long-term financing for both debt as well as for the equity. Sources of long-term financing consist of, this table will indicate you what are the sources of long-term financing. If you look at the from the top to bottom, the primary source of long-term financing is the shares, which is popularly called as equity. Number two is the debentures, which is normally considered as a loan. Then public deposits. There are many companies which calls for the deposits to place with them. And another source is, the and that can be used for the requirement. Another source is retained earning, the profit which is earned by the company placed in certain reserve. And instead of utilizing into the profit, portion of it is earmarked that as retained earning. Then term loans which are to be obtained by the from the banks, and the loans from financial institutions are some of the sources of long-term financing requirement of the company. There are various sources, as I said, and these are some of the sources. Equity, debt, debentures, retained earning, term loans, working capital loans, letter of credit, euro issue, or venture financing or venture capital, venture funding are some of the sources of financing. These sources are useful at different situation which company may come across from the time to time, and they are classified based on the time period, ownership and the control, and their source of generation. The sources of finance are the most explored area, especially for the entrepreneurs about to start a new business. There are various sources of finance classified based on the time period, ownership, control, and the source of generating the finance. Choosing a right source at the right mix of the finance is key challenge for every finance manager. The process of selecting the right source of finance involves in-depth analysis of each and every source of finance. For analysis and comparing the source of finance, it is required to understand all the characteristics of the financing sources. There are many characteristics on the basis of which the source of finance can be classified. Source of finance, as I said, is equity shares, euro issue, debentures, trade credit, preferential shares, lease finance, which is based on the time period, and the sources are classified into long term, medium term, and short term. Ownership and the control classifies the sources of finance into owned capital and borrowed capital. Internal source and external source are the two types of sources of generating the capital. All the sources of the capital have different characteristics to suit a different types of requirements, and let us understand them in a little bit in depth. Raising the finance, considering the time period. The source of finance for business is classified based on the time period for which the money is required. Time is commonly classified into following three categories. Long-term source of finance. Long-term financing means the capital which is requirement for a period for more than 5 years, 10 years, 15 years or 20 years, or maybe more depending upon the other factors. Capital expenditure is fixed assets like a plant and the machinery, land and building, etc. of a business are funded using the long-term sources of financing. Part of working capital which is permanently stays with the business is also financed with long-term source of finance. Long-term finance sources can be in the form of any of the following. Maybe it is a share capital or equity shares. Maybe it is a preference capital or preference shares. Maybe it is retained earning and internal accruals. Maybe it is debentures or bonds. Maybe it is a term loan from the financial institution, government or commercial bank. And another source is venture funding also. Venture capital can also give the loan to the corporates. Asset securitization as well as international financing by way of euro issue or foreign currency loan, ADR, GDR, that can be raised from the market. Medium term sources of the finance, which consist of the financing for a period which is ranging between 3 years to 5 years. Medium financing, sir, financing term is generally used for two reasons. Number one is when a long term capital is not available for a time being, and the second, the deferred revenue expenditure like advertisements are made which are to be written off over a period of time of 3 to 5 years. Medium term financing source that can be forming a part of one of them, that is preference capital or preference shares, debentures and bonds, medium term loans from the banks, financial institution, government, lease financing and the hire purchase. These are some of the areas where medium term source of finance can be obtained from the corporate by the companies. Now let us look at the short term source of finance. Short term source of finance, that is period which is normally 1 year to less than 1 year, and need of this short term source of finance arises when to finance the current assets of the business like inventory, raw material and the finished goods, debtors, minimum cash back and the bank balances. Short-term financing is also named as a working capital requirement or working capital finance. Short-term finance are also available in the form of, one is a trade credit. Short-term loans like working capital loans from the commercial bank, then fixed deposit for the period of 1 year or less, advance received from the customers, then creditors, payables, factoring services, bill discounting. These are some of the areas where immediate funds can be generated because its maturity, its tenure is a very short, and it always it concludes within a 1 year's time. It will not exceed beyond 1 year. As far as time is concerned, we have seen what are the long-term sources of the finance. Now, let us consider another aspect, and that is of ownership and control. You know what comes under ownership and control? And capital, equity or shares, that forms the major part in this. So, source of finance are classified, which is based on the ownership and control on the business. It consists of two parameters which are important, and selecting the right source of finance is a challenge for the finance manager. Whenever we bring the capital, there are two types of the cost. One is interest cost and another one is ownership and control cost. Some entrepreneurs may not like to dilute their control on or ownership or rights on their business, and others may believe in sharing the risk. If all others are also joined with them, the risk can be shared. So there are two types of the flow or thought process. As far as owned capital is concerned, owned capital. The owned capital, that means the equity owned by a particular group of the people or a one single person or a group of people. It is sourced from the promoters of the company or from a general public by issuing a new equity shares. Business is started by promoter by bringing the equity capital for the startup. Owner's capital is sourced from the different sources. Those sources consist of own equity capital, then preference capital, then retained earning and convertible debentures and venture fund or private equity. When the business grows and the internal accruals like the profits of the company are not enough to satisfy the growing need of the company, then in that case, promoters have a choice of selecting the ownership capital or non-ownership capital. It consists of the decision to be taken by the promoter. This decision may be advantageous in their favor or may be in favor of the large public which subscribe for the equity capital. So, the equity capital, which means it stays with the company permanently as long as the business is going on. There is no burden of the paying interest on the installments like borrowed funds. So, the risk of the bankruptcy also reduces, and the business in infancy stages prefer the equity capital for these reasons. Investor in equity, immediately he will not demand for any returns on that because he knows that he plowed in the capital for the future accrual of the business. Borrowed capital. Borrowed capital is the capital which is arranged from the outside sources, and this includes, one is the financial institutions, commercial banks or the public in case of debentures. That is why I was saying that the debenture is nothing but it is a loan to the company. In this type of capital, the borrower has a charge on the assets of the business, which means the borrower would be paid by selling the assets in case of liquidation. Another feature of the borrowed capital is regular payment of the fixed interest and repayment of the capital which he has invested. Certain advantages of the borrowing capital are, number one, there is no dilution of ownership and the control of the business. Then the cost of the borrowed funds is low, since it is deductible expenses and taxation purposes, which ends up into the savings of the taxes of the company. And the last one is, it gives the business a leverage benefit. Third type, according to the source of generation, what is the source of funds? Source of generation. The source of generation consists of internal resources. That is also one of the source of getting the finance. Now, what internal source consists of? The internal source of the capital is the capital which is generated internally from the business. That is internal source as follows. One is the retained earning or retained profit, reduction and controlling of the working capital, then sale of assets. The internal source has the same characteristic of the owned capital. The best part of the internal source of the capital is that the business grows by itself and it does not depend upon the outside parties. Disadvantages of both the equity capital and the debt capital are not present in this form of financing. Neither the ownership is diluted nor the fixed obligation or bankruptcy risk arises, because its source is internal only and there is no external hand coming into the affairs of the company. Let us look at the external sources. What are those external sources? The external sources of finance is the capital which is generated from outside the business, keeping intact whatever the cash flow, whatever the profit, whatever the existing structure, working capital, everything will remain intact. But the funds are getting raised from the external sources. How? Apart from internal sources of finance, all the sources are external sources of capital. Deciding the right source of the finance is a crucial business decision which is taken at the top level of the finance managers. The wrong source of the finance increases the cost of funds, which in turn would have a direct impact on the feasibility of the project which is considered. Improper match of the type of the capital with the business requirement may go against the smooth functioning of the business. For instance, if the fixed assets which derive the benefit after 2 years are financed through the short-term finance, will create a cash flow mismatch after 1 year, and the manager will be again have to look into the finance and pay the fees for raising the capital again. So the decision at right time should be taken, a right decision.